I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. The title of the world's oldest person changed hands over the weekend. So says Stephen Coles. He's the director of the Gerontology Research Group at UCLA. Dr. Coles keeps track of the world's super centenarians, people over the age of 110. And Dr. Coles, who is currently the validated oldest person in the world?
The oldest validated person in the world is a Japanese lady named Kama Chinen. We do have verification that she is living at this time, so therefore at 114 and 125 days, she should be the world's oldest person.
And in terms of national grouping, what nation holds the most super centenarians?
Well, that would be our own country, the United States. Probably that's due to the fact that we had better record keeping back in the days when these people were born, so that they have census records and birth certificates that other countries didn't maintain in this time period of the 1890s that we're talking about quite a long time ago.
Right. And as long as we're talking about those Americans, we should take a moment to pay tribute to Gertrude Baines, the American woman who passed away last week at the age of 115, thus leaving the spot to the oldest woman in the world, to Mrs. Chinen in Japan. According to the obituary, Ms. Baines had a steady diet of fried chicken and ice cream until she died. That sounds a little mysterious.
It's probably hype from one of the journalists who attended her birthday party. You know how the media loves to have an attention-grabbing headline. So they picked up on the fact that she likes her bacon to be crispy. And when it wasn't, she complained bitterly. But really, it is not the case that she had that as a steady diet. She lived, in the 3 years that I was tracking her, in a Western convalescent hospital that had very good nutrition. All of the people tend to live a long time, not because of diet or their smoking or other bad habits, but in spite of them. And the reason that they live so long, as far as we can tell, is because they have wonderfully good genes, a lucky roll of the dice, so to speak. They chose their parents wisely. And it's the fact that all of the siblings of supercentenarians are also long-lived that leads us to this conclusion.
Well, here's another determining edge, at least from my informal poll of the last 30 minutes. We've got Kama Chinen, 114, and then the oldest person who ever lived, according to the Guinness Book of World Records, this French woman who died at 122. They're all women.
And that's not a surprise, because the current total number of supercentenarians is 72, but of the 72, only 4 are men.
Yeah.
So the ratio of women to men is very high, more than 10 times.
The fix is in. I'm not going to make it.
Don't understand why that is.
You don't?
No, that is a mystery. It's probably something to do with the chromosomes, the fact that women have an XX and men have an XY chromosome that plays the role in their extreme longevity.
What is the upper limit for human life?
Well, probably 125 plus or minus 3 years. is a number built into our genes. We know that there are other mammals like bowhead whales that could live to 225. But for human beings in the human genome, I suspect that 125 is an upper limit, unless, of course, we discover what these genes are. And then scientists and physicians in the future could do genetic engineering, and then all bets are off.
The genes are most important, and today, somewhere on the dietary spectrum, something between fried chicken and yogurt should get you there.
Exactly.
Dr. Stephen Coles, director of the Gerontology Research Group at UCLA, thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome.